The news was published on Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I am Mike. Hey folks, we've got some big news in the world of video games today. You know those voices you hear in your favorite games? Well, the people behind them are taking a stand. Video game voice actors, including the legendary Jennifer Hale, have gone on strike against major publishers like Activision and Epic Games. Now, you might be wondering, what's the big deal? Well, let me tell you, it's all about protecting their livelihoods from the creeping threat of AI. These talented actors are worried about something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie, the use of AI to replicate their voices without their consent. Can you imagine that? You pour your heart and soul into bringing a character to life, only to have a computer program copy your voice and use it however they want. It's like someone stealing your identity, but for your voice. Now, Jennifer Hale, you might know her as Commander Shepard from Mass Effect or Ash from Overwatch 2, she's not just worried about the present. She's looking ahead, and what she sees is pretty scary. She's warning that if things don't change, AI could lead to 40% unemployment for voice actors in the next 15 years. That's nearly half of all voice actors potentially out of work because of AI. It's not just about losing jobs, it's about losing the human touch that makes these characters feel real and relatable. This strike didn't just happen overnight. These actors have been trying to work things out for a whole year. They've been negotiating, trying to find a solution that works for everyone. But when those talks failed to reach an agreement, they felt they had no choice but to take action. So on July 25th, they decided enough was enough and went on strike. You know, this strike we're seeing now with video game voice actors, it's like deja vu all over again. It's giving me flashbacks to what went down last year with the big SAG-AFTRA and Writers Guild strikes. Those were some intense times, let me tell you. Both of those strikes had the same major issue at their core, trying to figure out how to deal with this AI technology that's spreading like wildfire through the entertainment industry. It's wild how quickly AI has become such a huge deal, right? I mean, just a few years ago it seemed like science fiction, and now it's causing massive labor disputes left and right. The actors and writers last year were really worried about AI being used to replicate their work or even replace them entirely, and now we're seeing those exact same concerns pop up again with video game voice actors. I've gotta say, it's pretty understandable why they're so worried. Imagine pouring your heart and soul into creating a character's voice, only to have some algorithm come along and start mimicking you without your permission. That's got to be unsettling. And it's not just about the creative side of things. There are some serious economic implications too. If studios can use AI to generate voices instead of hiring actual actors, that could put a lot of talented folks out of work. But you know what? This isn't the first rodeo for video game voice actors when it comes to strikes. Cast your mind back to 2017. We had another major strike then that was actually the longest one on record for this industry. 11 whole months of negotiations and picket lines. 11 months. Can you imagine how stressful that must have been for the actors involved? Wondering if they'd be able to pay their bills, not knowing when they'd be able to get back to work. That 2017 strike was a real marathon, but in the end, the actors did manage to win some important concessions. Better working conditions, more transparency about projects, stuff like that. But here's the kicker. Even after all that, a lot of voice actors still felt like they were left hanging when it came to protections against AI. It's like they could see this issue looming on the horizon, but couldn't quite get the safeguards they needed in place. Looking ahead, if these negotiations hit a wall, we could be in for some major shakeups in the gaming world. Imagine booting up your favorite franchise's next installment, only to be greeted by completely unfamiliar voices. That's a real possibility if publishers start leaning heavily on non-union talent to fill the void. Or picture this, you're playing through an epic quest and suddenly realize the NPC you're talking to sounds just a bit off. That uncanny valley effect you're picking up on? It's because you're interacting with an AI-generated voice, not a human performance. Now, I'm not saying the sky is falling here, but we can't ignore the potential ripple effects. If big studios start normalizing AI voices or non-union casts, it could fundamentally alter the DNA of how games are made and experienced. Think about iconic characters whose voices are inextricably linked to specific actors. Would Mass Effect hit the same without Jennifer Hale as Commander Shepard? Or imagine Solid Snake without David Hayter's gravelly growl? Those performances aren't just line readings. They're crafted interpretations that bring depth and nuance to the characters. There's also the question of quality control. Established union voice actors bring years of training and experience to the booth. They understand the technical aspects of recording, can take direction well, and know how to protect their vocal health during marathon sessions. If studios have to rely on less experienced talent or synthetic voices, we might see a dip in the overall polish of performances. And let's be real, nothing pulls you out of an immersive game world faster than stilted or unnatural dialogue delivery. On the flip side, if the voice actors can clinch a win here, we could be looking at a whole new ballgame. Imagine stronger protections that not only safeguard performers' livelihoods, but also set a gold standard for how creative industries navigate the AI revolution. We're talking about establishing clear guidelines for consent and compensation when it comes to using an actor's voice or likeness. That's huge, not just for games, but potentially for animation, audiobooks, virtual assistants, you name it. This could be the watershed moment that forces the tech and entertainment worlds to have some really crucial conversations about ethics and fair practices in the age of AI. If voice actors can secure meaningful protections, it might embolden other creatives, writers, visual artists, musicians, to push for similar rights. We could see a domino effect where industries across the board start taking a more human-centered approach to integrating AI tools. And let's not forget the potential legislative impact. The outcome of this strike could light a fire under lawmakers to get serious about regulating AI in entertainment. Take the No Fakes Act. That's a piece of proposed legislation aimed at protecting performers from unauthorized AI recreations of their voice or likeness. If voice actors score a big win in their contract negotiations, it could give that bill some serious momentum in Congress. This is about more than just one industry, folks. We're witnessing a crucial battle in the larger war over how we as a society want to shape our relationship with AI. Do we want a future where synthetic voices can be churned out without regard for the human talent they're based on? Or do we want to chart a course that embraces technological innovation while still valuing and protecting creative labor? The stakes here are massive, and the ripple effects could shape the entertainment landscape for years to come. As someone who spent countless hours lost in richly voiced game worlds, I'm rooting for an outcome that preserves the magic of human performance while still leaving room for responsible AI integration. Whatever happens, you can bet I'll be watching this story closely as it unfolds. This is Mike, bringing you the latest from Listen 2. We'll keep you updated as this high-stakes showdown between voice actors and game publishers continues to develop. Stay tuned, and remember, in the age of AI, your choices as a consumer matter more than ever. So next time you fire up a game, take a moment to appreciate those human voices bringing the characters to life. They might just be fighting for the soul of the industry.